October 2015 Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the October 2015 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Doctrinal Highlights. Honoring the Sabbath. Honoring the Sabbath is a form of righteousness that will bless and strengthen families, connect us with our Creator, and increase happiness. The Sabbath can help separate us from that which is frivolous, inappropriate, or immoral. It allows us to be in the world but not of the world. Truly, keeping the Sabbath day holy is a refuge from the storms of this life. It is also a sign of our devotion to our Father in heaven. Elder Quentin L. Cook of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Ship Shape and Bristol Fashion, Be Temple Worthy, In Good Times and Bad Times, Ensign, November 2015, pages 41 and 42. Prophetic Promise. He appreciates your service. Whatever your calling, you may have at times felt Heavenly Father was unaware of you. You can pray to know His will, and with the honest desire to do whatever He asks you to do, you will receive an answer. Heavenly Father will allow you to feel that He knows you, that He appreciates your service, and that you are becoming worthy of the greeting from the Lord you want so much to hear. Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Matthew chapter 25, verse 23. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, you are not alone in the work. Ensign, November 2015, page 82. Drawing Parallels. For single adult members, here is what three speakers said about being single. Now is part of eternity. It doesn't only begin after we die. Faith and hope will open your eyes to the happiness that is placed before you. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, A Summer with Great Aunt Rose, 19. Another painful affliction is the circumstance of singleness. Those who suffer this circumstance should remember that our Savior experienced this kind of pain also, and that, through His atonement, He offers the strength to bear it. Elder Dallin H. Oaks, Strengthened by the Atonement of Jesus Christ, 63. Be patient. Wait upon the Lord. I testify that the Lord knows your desires and loves you for your faithful devotion to Him. He has a plan for you, whether it be in this life or the next. Listen to His Spirit. In this life or the next, His promises will be fulfilled. Elder Robert D. Hales, Meeting the Challenges of Today's World, 46. Great Stories from Conference. What catches our attention better than a great story? The following are two of many stories shared during conference. What can Chloe and her car seat teach us about love and keeping the commandments? See Carol M. Stevens, If Ye Love Me, Keep My Commandments, 118. In what ways can we, like Pablo's father, help our children understand the gospel? See Bradley D. Foster, It's Never Too Early and It's Never Too Late, 50. Note, to read, watch, or listen to General Conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org.
Linda S. Reeves, Second Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. Meeting the Lord's Standards. Sisters, Satan has raised a Korihor-like banner in our day. What are some of his tools? seductive romance novels, TV soap operas, married women and old boyfriends connecting on social media, and pornography. We cannot play with Satan's fiery darts and not get burned. When we are involved in watching, reading, or experiencing anything that is below our Heavenly Father's standards, it weakens us, regardless of our age. If what we look at, read, listen to, or choose to do does not meet the Lord's standards in For the Strength of Youth, turn it off, rip it up, throw it out, and slam the door.
End of October 2015 Conference Notebook. Read by Van Farnworth and Jane Wise.